Good morning. Today we're going to start the sugya of Umnin Simin Shin Vav that deals with professional liability. We're going to begin by talking about the obligations that an craftsman has to guard the items that you give him. And later on in the simin, we'll discuss if the uman himself slips up, does something wrong, what kind of liability he has. Now, as we're going to see, this sugya is going to pull together many concepts that we've dealt with before. We'll deal with Hilchos Shomrim, we'll deal with Hilchos Mazik, we'll deal with Schiras Poelim. But it's as we pull it all together, when we're dealing with an uman, we're dealing with a craftsman, the halachas are slightly different, as we'll develop over time. So let's begin with a basic question. You bring a car to a mechanic, it needs to be repaired. The mechanic fixes it, and when he's done, he leaves it on his lot. He calls you up, lets you know it's done. You come the next morning to pick it up, it's gone. Someone stole it off the lot. What are the obligations of the mechanic? Is he responsible for the theft or not? A few years ago, there was a maisa, there was a dry cleaners, that apparently there was an electrical fire. And the entire store burned down with everyone's clothing. And the question was, again, what are the achrayas, what are the responsibilities of the uman, of the dry cleaners that were given the items in order to clean it, to work on it? So this is obviously a question of shomrim. We know there are four types of shomrim. A shomer chinam, someone as a favor, he volunteers to watch an item. He is a shomer chinam. So his liability is pretty limited. If he's negligent, he leaves the door open and the item disappears. So for Shia, he's responsible. However, if he watches it appropriately and it gets stolen or it gets lost, Gneva Aveda, since he's a volunteer, his liabilities are pretty minimal, he'll be off the hook. That's a Shomer Chinam, when he's a volunteer. A Shomer Sakar, if you're paying someone to watch an item, once you're paying him, you can demand a higher level of service. And if he's getting paid to watch it, he'd better do a good job, and if not, he has much greater responsibility. And a shomer sachar is chayiv on pshia, if he's negligent. He's also chayiv on geneva va'aveda as well. If, even though he locks the item, if it gets stolen, if it gets lost, he's going to be responsible. On the if there's an oinus, if an unavoidable, nothing could be done, lightning strikes, there's nothing he could have done to safeguard it, then he will be putter. His liability is limited. But on Gneva Aveda, even though there was no negligence, it was stolen, since he's getting paid, he's going to be responsible. A Shayel, on the other hand, someone who borrows an item, it's Kohan Ashaloi. He gets to use the item for free. He has ultimate responsibility. He's going to be responsible no matter what happens, you know, except for very limited cases of a bowl of Imay Meis Machmas Malacha. But even if a lightning strikes, a Shayel is going to be responsible. Now the fourth Shomer is a Soicher. If you rent an item. And here we have a machlokes. What are the responsibilities of a soicher? Now, on one hand, the soicher is benefiting from having this item. He's using it. So he's not like a shomer chinam who's just volunteering. He has a benefit to have the item in his possession. He's able to use it. There's a hana. And therefore, according to one shita is, he has a din of a shomer soicher. On the other hand, the soicher, it's true he's benefiting. He's renting an item, he gets to use it. But he's paying for that use. He's using it, he's paying the value of that use. And therefore, according to the other shita is, he has a din of a shomer chinam. Since he's not getting paid to watch it, he's using it, but he's paying the full value of that use, that's a wash, if you will, and his obligation to watch it, his shmira, is essentially being unpaid, and he's a din of a shomer chinam. This is a machlokes tanon. Now what about an uman? If you're given an item, you're a mechanic. Someone gives you the car and says, fix the transmission, I'll pay you $1,000. Are you getting paid to watch the item? No. You're getting paid to fix the transmission. That's your job. That's your umnis. And that's what you're getting paid to do. On the other hand, while you have this item in your possession, you obviously have to care for it. And are you watching it? Are you keeping it on your lot because you're a nice guy and you're a volunteer? No, this relationship is for your benefit. This is your parnasa. You fix cars for a living. And therefore, when you have the item, you're benefiting from this relationship. You're getting paid to watch it. And therefore, perhaps, this is more doima to a Shomer Sachar. So, as far as halacha l'maisa, let's go briefly through the Gemara Bava Batzili Daf Pei. The Mishnah says very clearly, an Uman is a Shomer Sachar. If you're given an item to repair, until you return it, you have the din of a Shomer Sachar, and you're going to be responsible for getting the Aveda if it gets stolen or lost, even though there was no negligence. Nevertheless, because you have a din of a Shomer Sachar, you're going to be responsible for its loss. The Gemara wants to know why. The Gemara says, we can bring a raya from this halacha, that every soicher, every time you rent something, you have a din of a Shomer Sachar. Why? Because just like an uman, you're not getting paid to watch the item, you're getting paid to do your job. Nevertheless, since you benefit from this relationship, because by having it, you're able to perform work and get paid for it. You have a din of a Shomer Sachar, you're not a volunteer. So when you, in the opposite case, when you rent a car, even though you're paying for the use, since you're benefiting, you have in your possession, you're able to use it, you have a benefit from it, you're not a Shomer Chinam, you're not a volunteer, you have a din of a Shomer Sachar. So that's what the Gemara says. We have a raya from this Mishnah that every Seicher has a din of a Shomer Sachar. Zok the Gemara, no, it's not a good proof. Maybe really a soicher has a din of a shomer chinam. Over here, the reason why an uman, a craftsman, has a din of a shomer sachar is there are a lot of people or a lot of mechanics out there. You could have brought your car anywhere. The fact that I chose you and gave you the business, that's a hana, that I'm selecting you, giving you the business as opposed to other people. And that's why you have a din of a shomer sachar. Masha ein kein, a regular soicher perhaps has a din of a shomer chinam. Now the Gemara says, nothing doing. That same logic can apply to every soicher. You have a car. You can rent. There are a lot of people. You can rent your car to a lot of people. The fact that I chose you, I allowed you to rent my car. I rented it to you, not to other people who are interested in it. Perhaps I can say that's a svar as well, why I have a din of Shomer Sachar. So the svar applies to both equally. Therefore, if an uman's a Shomer Sachar, a soicher as well. And then the Gemara has another Havmina, which we'll skip for a moment. Then the Gemara says, no, it's not a, it's, there's no, it, perhaps not, an Uman is different than a Shomer Sachar. Why? A Soicher, when you rent an item, perhaps you have a din of a Shomer Chinam. You're using it, you're paying for the use, that you're not getting paid to watch it, you have a din of a Shomer Chinam. Why is a craftsman a Shomer Sachar? Very simply, if you're a mechanic and you work on the person's car, what happens when he comes to pick it up? Before you release the car, you tell him, okay, you owe me $1,000. Until you pay me, I'm not releasing the car to you. So it comes out that since you're holding the car in your possession, you have a benefit. You now have leverage. You have collateral to force the person to pay. If you're a vendor, you deliver an item or you provide services. Everyone knows it's very nice you can provide services to people. Collection's not so easy. You have to getting them to pay is a challenge. Here, where the person gives you the car and says, fix the car and I'll pay you, you can hold back the car until you get paid. You're tough as an agre. You're holding onto it. You have collateral. That is considered payment. Even though you're not getting paid $10 to watch the item, the fact that you're given permission to withhold it until you get paid, that has value. That has ana. And that's enough to give you the responsibilities of a Shomer Sachar. We look at you as you're being paid to watch the item. And that is the maskana of the Gemara. So it comes out, lahalacha, according to everyone, if you give a craftsman something to repair, he has a din of a Shomer Sachar, which means if a car gets stolen off the lot, even though it was in the lot, it was locked, there was gates, whatever the normal shmira was done, nevertheless, it would have a din of a gneva, perhaps gneva b'ayinis, and according to many shitas, you're going to be responsible to pay. Correct, as with the rest of Choshen Mishpat. Now, as if you have, when you're on the if on the back of the ticket, when there's some sort of disclaimer, you can either waive your responsibility or you can make it greater. We'll see. It'll work both ways. The typical disclaimer today, but 100%. Whatever they make up is fine. But in the default, in the absence of any negotiated agreement, you will have a din of a Shomer Sachar, and you will be responsible for Gneiva Aved. Now, this seems to be a very straightforward halacha. But along comes this man and says a tremendous chiddush. He's medayik from the tour, different rayas. He says this halacha that an uman is a Shomer Sachar, Rashi says is a kabbalin. a contractor. You're paying him to do a job. A mechanic that's supposed to fix a car, $1,000 to replace the transmission. He's a kabbalah, he will have a din of shomer sachar. What would happen, on the other hand, if you're dealing with a poyel? You have your kitchen, you've been living in your house for a while, there are a bunch of things that are broken. You call a handyman to repair. There are some cabinets or there are some drawers in your kitchen that need repair. So you hire someone to come. He comes and he works. He's paid by the hour to repair these drawers. While he's working, something happens. Gnei Aveda, something happens to these drawers. Zok the Sma, he only has a din of Hashem Rechina. Why? Because the Sma says like this. The Gemara that says a craftsman is a Hashem Rechina is a kabbalah. He's an independent contractor. There, he's a shomer sachar. A poyel, if you hire someone just by the hour, by the day, there he will have a din of a shomer chino. Why? So the Sma explains, when you hire someone for the job, once you give him the job, that's a hana. You're choosing him to do the work for you, and until he finishes the job, it's his. There's a hana, you selected him. Like the svar we said in the Gemara. However, a poyel, where he's paid by the hour, he works for you for an hour or two today. Tomorrow, you can bring someone else in. You have no responsibility to him. You hired him because he's the one you bumped into. Tomorrow, you need the job. When the job needs to be done, you can bring in someone else. You haven't selected him over anybody else. You have no commitment to him. Zok the Sma, in that case, Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Achronim all are Matmiya. The Sma is saying the Gemara's Havamina. But the Gemara was chayzer from it. The Gemara rejected that svar. The Gemara says that svar applies to a soicher as well. The Gemara fell away from it. And therefore, according to most achroinim, do not pass in like the Sma. They say there's no difference between a poyel or a kablin. Anytime he's getting paid to do the work, he will have a din of a shomer sachar. Oh, very good. Excellent. We're getting there. But then the Sma says another svar. And this is very negel halach. Zok the Sma, when do we say you have a din of a shomer sachar? When, like you're saying, I give my car to the mechanic. Once I give my car to the mechanic, it's in his possession. He has to guard it. He has a din of a shomer sachar. On the other hand, if I invite someone into my house to fix my drawer, and he's in my house doing the work, Zok the Sma, who says he's a shomer? Who says he's responsible to watch it? I'm home. I can watch it. When I give it to him overnight, he takes it to his shop. I can't sit in his shop and watch it. Obviously, if he's working on it, he's going to have to be a shomer. And since he's benefiting from this arrangement, he'll have the status of a shomer sachar. He'll be responsible for Gneva Vaveda. When he comes in and is working in my house, since when did he become a shomer? I can watch it myself. And therefore, Zech the Sma, in such a case, he doesn't become a shomer at all. Now the Shach argues, the Shach says that no, even when he comes to your house, he's doing the work in your house, still he has a din of a shomer, he'll have a din of a shomer sachar. The Gris Moshe says a very nice hasber. He says like this, it's true, when a person's working in your house, in theory, if you're home and you're sitting next to him, so you can watch it as well as he can. There's no reason for him to be a shomer. But the reality is, you have a life to live. If you didn't have him working here, when you went out to work, you'd lock your door, and the house would be guarded. Now you have this person working in your house, the door's open. He's coming, he's going. Meanwhile, you're at work, you go out for a while, you're not sitting on top of him. Because he's here, you leave him alone. And therefore, the Gris Moshe says, the Pshat in the Shach is, you are Misalik Shmira. Since he's there, you can't guard it the normal way, you can't lock the door. Therefore, he has to take responsibility. Because since the only way for him to work is for the door to be open, for him to have access, for you to leave him, give him his space, therefore, he has to be a Makabel Shmira.
But there's an additional thing that the guy had leverage, he won't give it back to you. He has no leverage. It's a shomer. Because your house, he can't...
Okay, good. We'll get to that also. But therefore, it comes out, according to the Sma, if you're doing the work in the owner's house, you don't become a shomer at all. Because it's still under his control, in his possession. The Shach holds no, and the way Gris Moshe explains that even though it's in his house, since someone's working here, now the owner can't lock the door. He has to leave the door open, leave it vulnerable, and therefore the craftsman has to be Makabel Shmira. He has to take a certain level of responsibility. However, if this is the explanation, Zok Rav Moshe, what happens in a case where you hire a mover to move your furniture? Now you load up the truck, and the owner travels with the truck, with a mover, with the truck driver. Along the way, something happens. Is the mover responsible or not? So Zok Rav Moshe, let's think about this case. If you give something to the shomer, it's in his possession, it's in his shop. What's the halacha? He's a shomer zecher. It's under his control. He has to watch it. He's responsible. He's a shomer zecher because he's benefiting from this arrangement. If the fellow comes to your house and he's repairing it in your house, there the sma says you're not a shomer at all because you can watch it yourself. Rav Moshe says no. And the shach argues, and Rav Moshe explains, since you can't watch it, because he's here, he has to be mekabel shmira. If you're both traveling together in the truck, you can watch it just as well as the mover can. He's not more capable of guarding it than you are. Adarabba, he's busy watching. Hopefully, he's watching where he's driving. You're sitting in the truck. You're in as good, if not a better, position to guard it. And therefore, in such a case, Zok Rav Moshe, everyone would agree, you never became a shomer. The craftsman, the mover, has no reason to be mekabel shmira. The owner is just as capable of watching it as the mover is, and therefore, in such a case, you will not become a shomer at all, and you will not have any responsibility. Perhaps a similar case. If he hits a pot in a charam, if he hits a pothole, he'll probably be a mazik v'yadayim. And in a charami, you want to start being mechalik between shmira if he smashes the truck in a charami. But as far as shmira from Gneva Aveda, guarding it from the outside, that lachar you won't have because the bailim is here and equally able to watch it as you can. Now, a similar argument, your car breaks down, you call AAA, you call someone to work on the car. There as well, if you're sitting right there, it's in a public area, it's not in anyone's private possession, you're sitting right next to the car. So there's no reason to say the fellow who's jacking up the car is mekabel shmira, is more responsible to watch the car than you are. And if somehow it gets stolen, a car smashes it, something happens to it, which would be gneva aveda, l'chayra, there'd be no achrayus because, again, the owner is there. There's no kabbalah shmira. There's no reason for the mechanic to be more of a shomer than the owner. So the Sma made 2 points. The first point he said is that you're only a shomer zecher by a kablin that most poskim can reject because it seems to be only based on a havi min of the Gemara. The second point the Sma makes is you only become a shomer if the uman takes it into his possession. On the other hand, if he's working by the balabayas, there he never becomes a shomer. That we said the Shach argues it's mistama sveikah d'din at the end of the day. There is another problem with the Sma. There's another reason for the Sma, and really a kasha on the Shach. As we discussed by Rikos, when we learned through Hilchos Shomrim, to become a Shomer, something has to happen. You have to do a kinyan. The fact that I say I will watch an item for you is not enough. I have to do Mashiach, I have to take it into my possession. In a case where the Uman is working in the Baal Bayis' house, how does he become a shomer? What kinyan does he do? So if he takes the item, he does hagbah. Okay, he did hagbah. But in the absence of an actual kinyan, how does he become a shomer? Even if the owner says, I'm leaving for the day, he walks out. So according to some rishonim, siluk shmira, once the owner gives up control, that's enough. However, others argued, and many poskim hold halacha l'maaseh, so you need an actual kinyan. Where is the kinyan in a case where it never leaves the owner's possession? So in that, the Nesivus has a tremendous chiddush. The Nesivus says that although you need a kinyan, he said he's in Hilchos She'ela, if you use an item, you don't need any other kinyan. Once you begin using it, that already is a kinyan for She'ela. Zok the Nesivus, the same thing is true. If you're hired to do a job, once you start working on it, then already, as we learned in Skiris Pailim, once you start a job, the owner can't just change his mind and fire you. He's locked in, he owes you the money. Therefore, Zok the Nesivos, once you start working on an item, even though you don't do any Hagbah, Mashiach, any of the classic Kinyanim, since you start working on the item, the owner's locked in, he owes you the money, you have a Hanah, that is a kinyan kesef, and he says that's enough to be responsible to become a shomer. So even though it's in the owner's house, there's no formal kinyan, the very fact that you started working is enough to become a shomer, and that is the pshat in the shach, how you can be chayiv, even though you never made a kinyan. So going back to our case, your kitchen cabinets need a little repair. You hire someone to go ahead, come into your house, and fix the cabinets. While he's working, again, you leave him alone. Something happens, it gets stolen. What are his responsibilities? So what should come out of Halacha L'maisa? According to the Sma, you're working in the Baal Bayis' house. What are you? Nothing. You're not a shomer at all. It's in the owner's house. According to the Shach. Shach said, no, since the owner is leaving, it's enough to become a shomer sach. The problem is that if anyone remembers the shiurim on the halachos of a shomer and shomer and shomer sacha, there's a basic exception to hilchos shmira, and that is karka. There's no such thing as being a shomer on karka. And therefore, if you're hiring someone to repair your house, if you have a cabinet that is talosh l'b'soif chibroi, which is actually a machlokes, but it is now, it's a fixture, it's attached to the house, then, according to many poskim, we'll have a din of karka and ain't shmir l'kakois. So if you're mazik at the adayim, you're a mazik. But if it gets stolen, someone comes in, or gneva v'aveda, something happens to it, if it's attached to the kitchen, it's attached to the house, that will have a din of karka, according to many poskim, and you'll be off the hook. So if a drawer is broken, and he takes out the drawer and he's fixing it, the drawer now is metalfalin. It's not attached to anything. It was attached. Maybe it will be attached later. But right now, it's you're working on it's metalfalin. So in that case, I have a din of a shomer according to the shach, and you'd be responsible. However, if you're repairing the actual house itself, karka, and somehow something happens to it, then you're going to be off the hook. So this is the din of the sma. Chiddush said that only when it's bebesa, you do not have a din of a shomer. What's the halacha? And this goes back to your point again. Let's go back to the case of the mechanic. You bring your car to a mechanic, supposed to fix the transmission, $1,000. Now this mechanic already has a history with you. He doesn't trust you. And he asks you to pay him up front. And you do that. You pay him up front. Sure enough, he fixes the car. Before you have a chance to pick it up, it gets stolen. What is the halacha? Are you responsible or not? Anybody? So in Uman, what?
He's responsible.
He is responsible. Why? Because in Uman, it's a shomer sachar. Very good. Zok the Machan Ephraim is medayi from a she'oltis and a number of other rishonim. Nothing doing. Why? Because what was the last teretz in the Gemara? Why is in Uman a shomer sachar? He's toughest at igre. Because he has collateral. If you don't pay him, he's going to hold back the car. Zok the Machne Ephraim, that's only good if you owe him money. If he prepaid, does he have any benefit now holding on to the car? He has no benefit, he has his money already. Zok the Machne Ephraim, since he's not being tough as Ayagre, since he's not having any benefit by holding on to it, no shomer sachar. And therefore, he's off the hook. Sound like a nice svara? You're not sure. You're right. This svara is a pella. Why? Because it's true. The last line of the Gemara said this. Let's think for a minute. Let's put things in perspective. What was the Gemara's question? The Mishnah said in Uman's a shomer sachar. The Gemara said, wait, this really depends on the halacha of a seicher. Is a seicher like a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar? And that the Gemara's doicha no. Maybe a seicher is really a shomer chinam. Here it's better because you're tough as a igre. What's the halacha by a seicher? What do we hold? Is a seicher like a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar? The halacha is like a shomer sachar. In that case, you can take this whole Gemara and throw it in the garbage. It's not negeya. Halacha l'maisa, we hold a shomer every time you rent something, you're a shomer sachar. So if you want to know why is it, what's the halacha of an uman, the halacha is he's a shomer sachar, just like a seicher. You don't need any, there's no kasha, there's no teretz. Forget the whole Gemara. And therefore, what many achrenim are tmiyam achrenim, what are you talking about? It's true the Gemara says, tafizah igre, that's to answer the shita that holds that a soicher is a shomer chinam. But halacha that we hold a seicher is a shomer sachar, we shouldn't need it, and we should say very simply, the reason why you're shomer sachar, you're benefiting from this relationship. You're getting paid to do the work. It's the same thing as renting an item. You're a shomer sachar, even if it's not tough as a igre. Oh, you're not happy. Oh, well, that's next week's share. That's next week's share about the Shiva. But let me go back like this. I agree with you. It's a very good svar. And I can agree with you, according to, it's very mistavra, that if you owe me money and I grab your car and I say, I'm not giving it back until you pay me. So putting aside whether I can or I'm allowed to grab it, not I can understand that argument. I'm a shomer sachar. So I'm not arguing that being tough as an igri is enough to make you a shomer sachar. But that's not the question here. The question here is, do you need that? Let's say you don't owe me money, but the mechanic benefited by this relationship because he has a job. He earned $1,000 from the fact that you gave him the car to work on. The Rishonim are saying you don't need Tafas HaIgre. It's true. It's a good svar. It's enough to be Shomer Sachar. But even without it, even when you prepaid, the very fact that I'm working on this, I'm earning $1,000 off your car, makes me a Shomer Sachar.
Who said he benefited more than the amount of his
seicher? That's the question. That, very good. But that question is a question by every seicher. When you rent a car, you're paying $50 and you're getting the use for the day. Now, no one's getting the better deal. But since this deal is good for you, obviously you chose to pay the money because to you it was worth at least $50, if not more, to have the use. You're not a volunteer. You're not watching it because you're a good fellow. You're watching it because it's for your benefit. And that's why then these shitas hold, every seicher has a din of shomer sachar. So just like a seicher is a shomer sachar, an uman as well. They're both the same in which there's a relationship where you're getting paid the fair value for the use or for the work. You're still a shomer sachar because you're not a volunteer.
But it doesn't have to be extra benefit.
Oh, so let's go back again. So we have the Machan Ephraim says that you need Tafas HaIgre. Even Lamaskonas HaGemara, if you prepay, the Machan Ephraim says that you're not going to be a Shomer Sachar. Many argue and many say that no, that's only in the Havamin of the Gemara. In the Maskana that we hold, every Seicher has a din of a Shomer Sachar. In Uman as well, you do not need Tafas HaIgre. Now, what does Machan Ephraim do with the Gemara? So Machan Ephraim says like this. He says, really, an Uman and a Seicher are not the same. A Seicher is using the actual item. And more than that, a Seicher can only benefit, you can only benefit from a car if the fellow gives you the car and says, go drive it. In Uman, Zakai Machan Ephraim is not quite as good. Because you're not benefiting from the actual item, you're benefiting from your labor. And on top of that, you don't really need it in your house. You can do the same job. You can go to you can make house calls. You can fix the car by the customer's house. It's true it's more convenient. He gives it to you. But since in theory you can do the work there, it's not the same level of a seicher. And all the Gemara means is a kol shkein. If a uman has a din of a shomer sachar, then kol shkein, a seicher should have a din of a shomer sachar. But the Maskanas HaGemara, we fall off of that, and we say an Uman really would be a Shemer Chinam unless it's Tafas HaIgre. So according to Machan Ephraim, Halacha L'maisa, if you prepay for the work, you will have a din of a Shemer Chinam. According to the other Achrayim, no, the Maskana, you don't need the Svara, and even if you prepay, you still will have a din of a Shemer Sachar. Now along comes Pesachei Tshuva, and says an interesting Chiddush. What happens if you hire, let's go back to our moving case, you hire someone to transport some goods, and you prepay him. Does he have a din of Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar? So, we say like this, if you go like the other Shitas, L'maskana, you don't need Tafas HaIgre, who cares if you prepaid him? He has a din of Shomer Sachar. But problem is like this, according to Machan Ephraim, an Uman is not a Shomer Sachar unless he is holding collateral for Tafas HaIgre. Over here where you prepaid him, L'chayra, he should not have a din of Shomer Sachar. He was prepaid. He's not holding his collateral. Zog the Pesachei Tshuva, nothing doing. Because even the Machan Ephraim, his whole svara is that he happens to be holding on to it. But he can just as well be doing work in your house. So it being in his possession is not part of the job. In that case, he's only a shomer chinam. You drop it, he does the work in his house, in his location, it's just a convenience for everyone. However, Zakhta Pisle Tshuva, if his job is to transport it from point A to point B, his job means taking it in his possession. In that case, Zakhta Pisle Tshuva, everyone, even the Machane Ephraim, would agree, you're by definition a shomer sachar, even if you were prepaid. So it would come out, if you're prepaid, according to Machane Ephraim, you normally have a dinner shomer chinam. Unless the job description involves taking possession of it, because you can't deliver it unless you take it into your truck, into your place, they already, the Pisle Tshuva says that everyone would agree you have a din of Shomer Sachar, even if you were prepaid. So let's talk about some cases, halacha l'maisa. A person sold a car. Now, when he sells the car, this is a used car, he sells it with a 90-day warranty. Sure enough, 89 days later, the transmission goes. The fellow has to fix it. You give it to him, and while he has it, it gets stolen. What is the status of the mechanic, of the salesman? Shomer chinam or shomer sachar? What? So, on one hand, is he getting paid to do this repair? You're not paying to do the repair. It's covered by the warranty. So perhaps this would be a case where an adaraba, the fellow would be much happier you didn't do the warranty, didn't do the repair. So is this like an uman where you say he's a shomer sachar because he's benefiting from this relationship? L'chayr or not. However, if you think about it, I don't think this is true. Because what's really happening? Is it true that why is he fixing it? Is he just a nice fellow? No. Well, it's a reputation, but it's more than that. He sold you the car. When you paid him $10,000 for the car, you're paying him $10,000 for a car plus 90 days worth of service. So he's not just a volunteer. He's doing it because he was paid to do it. So l'chayra, he has the din of a regular uman, he has the din of a shomer sachar. However, this will put us back into the Machane Ephraim territory. Because it's true he was paid to do the repair, but he was paid when he took the car. Is it tafis at igre at this point? No, the check long cleared. So according to the Machane Ephraim, since you prepaid, it's no longer tafis at igre. So even though you're getting paid to do the work, since there's no, it's not collateral, you'd have a din of shomer chinam. Masha'enkein, according to the other poskim, where lemaskanas hagamar, you do not need tafis at igre, the fact that you're getting paid to do the work, that would be enough l'chayr to have a din of a shomer sachar. Now let's change the case slightly. Let's say this broke down, not on the 89th day, but it broke on the 91st day. You call the fellow up and you tell him, listen, I know it's day number 91, but you're not going to hold, you're going to stand behind your merchandise, right? And he hems and haws, but at the end of the day, he says, yes, bring it in, I'll take care of it. It gets stolen. What's the halacha over there? Now, if Alpidin, he doesn't have to fix it. So when he chooses to fix it, because otherwise you're going to drag his name through the mud, is he getting paid to fix it? Is this included in the original sales price? Not Mistavra. He feels he has to do it because to keep his good name. But in this case, he's a volunteer. And so in such a situation, no matter what would happen, as long as he's not pesheya, as long as he's not totally negligent, he would not have a din of a shomer sachar, and he should be potter in that case, regardless, according to all shitas. If he charges a pruta more than his cost, he's benefiting. It's true he could benefit more by charging full market value. A shomer sachar as well. A shomer that says, I will guard your diamond ring for one pruta, is a shomer sachar. He may not be a good businessman, but he's going to be responsible for Gnei Aveda because he's getting paid to watch it. So an Uman as well, as long as he is making any profit, he is now a Shomer Sachar. He has a Hanah from it. We don't question whether it's wise to accept this kind of liability for this minimal gain. I'll get to one point which will calm you down a little bit. Not completely. And that is, we've been going all along, we've been discussing you have a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar. What is the difference between a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar? So as he pointed out in the beginning, Hashem Rechinam is only responsible for pshia, for negligence. Hashem Resachar is responsible for geneva v'aveda. What is the halacha by a geneva ba'oinus? You have someone, Hashem Resachar, he does everything humanly possible to guard it. The example the Rishonim give is, you dug, you buried it under the ground, 100 amos under the ground. It's impregnable. There's no way for anyone to break in. Somehow, some way, they managed, and it's gone. So it's stolen, it's geneva, but it's a complete oinus. It is less likely than lightning striking. So this is a tremendous machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that the Torah says, Hashem Resachar is chayiv b'geneva. We don't look at probability. We don't look at how hard you tried. If it's geneva, you're responsible. Others say no. Geneva aveda just means it's a level. Pshia is negligence. Geneva aveda means it gets stolen. Now, you could have, if you would have been super vigilant, you would have been there on top of things, you could have prevented it. You didn't. But it's not called an oinus. It's something which still could have been prevented. However, if it's a gneva ba'oinus, if there's nothing you could have done, other Rishonim say that even Hashem Resachar is not going to be responsible. Now, to be magdir exactly at what point you go from regular gneva to oinus is obviously very difficult and very subjective. But this is a machlokes. The Shach Paskins at Halacha L'maisa, you cannot be mighty mamon. And therefore, if the car was left on the lot, and it could have been guarded better, and it wasn't, and it gets stolen, if he's a Hashem Resachar, he's going to be responsible. On the other hand, if it's a Gneva Ba'inus, there's absolutely no, armed robbers, that's listed in Mizuyim, that everyone would agree with your potter. But if it's a total Oinus, according to the Shach, you're going to be potter. On top of that, Zav the Marshach and the Chassam Sofer, it's brought down in Pesach Tshuva and Simon Shin Gimel. The whole idea that a Hashem Resachar has a higher level, he has to do Netirusa Yeserta, he has to do literally heroic measures to guard it, that's only when you're paying him directly to guard the item. When that's his job, pay me, I'll watch it. When that's your business, you'd better do a very good job. And anything possible that you can do to safeguard the item, you have to do. However, Zok de Marshach, when you're not getting paid directly to guard it, you're getting paid for something else. But you become a Shomer Socher because there's some kind of benefit. Socher, Yurtafisa, Igre, any of these svaras, the very nice svaras would be responsible for a standard Gneva Vaveda. But to require heroic measures, that you're not going to say unless you're directly taking money to be paid. And therefore, according to the Marshach, if your Brinks armored trucks, where your whole parnasa, you're getting paid in order to watch it, they're in a chanami. The bar will be very high. Anything that you could do to guard it, you're going to have to do, and otherwise you're going to be responsible. However, in a normal case, where your main job is fixing cars, you become a Shomer Socher on the side, so a standard Geneva Aveda you'll be responsible for, but any of these cases of Oinus, or where it will require Netirusa Yeserta, there, according to many Paiskim, you're not responsible for that because you weren't getting paid, and your liability will be somewhat limited.